But they'd always say, well, it's that time of the year, I'm gonna bring my cow up, and say, okay. And he had a lot of, stray-looking bulls and, funny-looking cows up there, but those things always happen. We always got a new cow every so often, all I know.
Well, we think, like, if a cow was, I don't know how they talk and express it, then if a cow was about to have a calf, they'd say it's about to...
Drop a calf.
Oh, drop a calf.
They drop a calf. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was,
Well, did anybody...
I believe that's a term that they use.
Did anybody ever have sheep around here?
No, no sheep around this part of the country. As far as I know, now... No, I don't remember any sheep. Maybe there might have been, but it was this very isolated part, or maybe way out somewhere. No, we didn't have them. We had cows and chickens, and there used to be a few goats around.
Well, now what about in the garden? What would they grow in the garden? Like?
Various, all the edible vegetables that most gardens have, and. We used to have better seasons than we have now. But with so much timber cut out, we get so much wind, it tears everything down. Back when we had so many more trees as breaks, you see, why you didn't get your garden disturbed so much.
Daddy said his daddy grew tobacco, too.
Oh.
Sure enough. Well, my father's
people... Remember about old Tennessee tobacco, he called it?
Yeah, well, my father's people, the Pruitts, all grew tobacco and wheat.
Oh,
but that was in Tennessee. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, there's some wheat grown around here, some grown in Missouri, and there's some wheat around, but it's not the big crop anymore. Mm-hmm. Soybeans.
Soybeans.
And cotton, and some corn.
Well, now, what would Mr. Abbott plow with back,
in those days?
Yeah.
Well, he had two old mules, Maud and somebody. What was her name? No, they were male mules.
What type of plow would they use?
Now that I don't know, Johnny, would you know how it was?
Well, I used to...
Oh, near a farm plow in the early beginning, but I wouldn't know the name. I wouldn't know
anything. It's just a breaker, I
saw. Yeah, I believe it was called a double shuffle, two plows.
Well,
this way.
That's
all it was.
They went to that after the single.
Well, they had the single, yeah.
Well,
but the single plow was just a little area that just go right down like that. But I think he went to what he called a double shovel.
Shovel with a T.
But you could only use one horse or one mule with one single plow.
Mm-hmm.
But with the other, I think you had to have two. Double shovel.
Well, now, I was curious about this area being so close to the river and lowland, you told me.
Very low.
Did you have a lot of trouble with mosquitoes?
We have worlds of mosquitoes.
I was wondering about
that. We have one or two mosquitoes too many.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that. In the way of...
Now, it has been controlled. They've had this county and state control board have... They used to spray for them an awful lot.
Spray your house for them.
Yeah, and everything. But there's so many things on the market now. They let each person, take
out of yourself. They don't have any concentrated... did they ever bring in... Now, there's an insect... and I don't know what you call it now, that it supposedly eats mosquitoes. Now, I call it snake doctor. I don't know if you know.
I don't put your tongue
in. What do you call it?
Well, that's all I ever heard it was.
Snake doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you've heard?
Mm-hmm.
Snake doctor. Well, now, I've heard that they eat mosquitoes and that they bring them.
Well, that's called the praying menace. It stands up on two legs, stands up like that. It's called the praying menace. And,
he's
a friend of the garden.
No, they did never try that.
No, they didn't. It was already here.
Oh, the snake doctor.
Yeah, they eat aphids and mites, anything that, a sucking animal that sticks to a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And they did eat mosquitoes.
Well, they had, as far as insects and snakes, stuff like that, there was some of all of them here.
Yeah, there used to be bears up on the lower end of Main Street up yonder back in... In the early 10s and 12s in there, they'd kill a bear up there, and there was foxes, and...
What about wild hogs?
I don't know about the wild hogs. I have never heard them say that.
Not as wild hogs. It was a lot of...
in parts of Arkansas, that's why they have the razorback hogs.
What we call razorbacks, which is domestic.